Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Every summer, thousands of people flee to the cool waters of Flaming Gorge Reservoir in Utah's northeast corner, but few of them would know about the little town of Linwood buried beneath the water's surface. Linwood grew near the confluence of Henry's Fork and the Green River, right on the Utah-Wyoming border. The mouth of Henry's Fork was long a gathering place for trappers, traders, and explorers, but it wasn't until the 1890s that a man named George Solomon surveyed the spot for a town site. He named it Linwood for all the cottonwood trees in the area. It was an Easterner named Keith Smith, however, whose family purchased the Linwood site in 1902 and got the town going. The Smiths established a post office for the area's farms and ranches and started businesses to serve those brought by the booming sheep industry. Along with their neighbor, Marius Larson, the Smiths built mercantile stores, hotels, and even a dance hall. Also popular was Bob Swift's Bucket of Blood Saloon, where liquor, gambling, and women attracted wild and woolly crowds, including outlaws and sheepmen who liked to party and had money to spend. Linwood was a lively place. Linwood was also home to the unusual State Line School, built on the state boundary in 1904, with the north half of the building in Wyoming and the south half in Utah. A favorite story still told about the State Line School is that when corporal punishment was not allowed in one of the two states, teachers would escort disobedient students to the appropriate side of the building for reprimand. Linwood thrived during the first decades of the 20th century, but by the 1920s, the sheep boom that had sustained its bustling commerce waned due to overgrazing. When Flaming Gorge Dam was built in the early 1960s, the rising water of the reservoir drowned the little town. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.